Well, today's storytelling day, guys, again, and we have a special guest on the phone with us. But I just kind of want to set this. I always start off with that quote by Steve Jobs, is that the most powerful person in the world is a storyteller. And if you have that in your mind and you go through your week and you see things that move you, you'll notice that a lot of them have to do with stories that you're listening to or stories somebody's telling you or something like that. When I first got into the business, I didn't realize how important storytelling was. And by that I mean by telling a story about your experience with the company, with the products, with being able to build a business. So, you know, people say all the time, well, you know, what are you doing this for? Oh, I just found I needed a secondary source of income to help. Or I found that, you know, I just needed to be healthier. And, you know, we all take our health for granted. And we always say health is new wealth. But storytelling is an important part of it. And so we've kind of highlighted that. And before I even got into the network marketing business, and this will date me going back, but believe it or not, a long time ago, I remember the very first company I heard about wasn't even Amway. It was actually Herbalife. And Herbalife used to do this late night show in which they bring out this guy. His name was Norman Dignard. And Norman Dignard had come out, and he'd say, this is how much I weigh, and I've been on the products this week, and this is how much I've lost. And they just basically covered his weight loss story, and then they started wearing all those buttons at Herbalife that said, lose weight, ask me how. And even though I never got involved with Herbalife or anything, I just remember watching that on TV because I was blown away at his story, Norman Dignard's story. And, you know, we had the opportunity to meet Norman Dignard years later. I mean, it's just, it's wild how this industry is so small in so many ways. And, you know, it's always fun to share stories and to be excited and have that enthusiasm. And one of the person who really impacted me with their story like that was one of our distributors, Gerald Geisler. And, you know, I can see how Terry Staton says Gerald's his best friend, because when you talk to Gerald, not only does he also have that Southern drawl accent that Terry has that I've always said, whether it's Zig Ziglar or somebody else, is such an advantage when you're telling a story because you just like to listen. You can kind of get drawn in by that natural accent. I've always loved Southern accents. And but Terry and Gerald are best friends, and Terry told a great story about how emotional he was about going and seeing his best friend. And I don't want to steal any of his thunder, but Gerald, are you out there, brother?
I'm right here. How's everyone doing?
Hey, all right, good. I asked Gerald if he would get on the phone, because over the last month that we've been trying to have people share their stories, we've had Paul Israelson on, we've had Becky Bullard, we've had Kathy, and now today we have Kathy Harper, and now today we have Gerald on. And, you know, Gerald sent these pictures. But, Gerald, first of all, just take a second, tell us a little bit about yourself. As you know, we have a lot of new distributors who have joined the call, and they don't know your story even, and they don't know very much about you. But take a minute and just tell us, you know, how Terry found you, got you involved, and what happened as a result.
Gosh, that was 2 years ago plus. But, you know, I had conceded being over 420 pounds. It was probably a little north of that. My active lifestyle, you know, just a ton of other health issues that were involved at that time. You know, and you also get depressed too. You know, you have to couple all those things in there, and there comes no hope. And I think that was actually Christmas Eve, Terry. You probably can help me with that. And I sent him the message. And he went out of his way to find a product that he had been exposed to some time back, a local guy here that had been taking it, and it just changed my life. Here we go. 2 years, it's over 2 years now that I've been taking the product. It's over 120 pounds lost on Fuel Pack. I'm not using hardly any of the other stuff. It's only because Fuel works for me, but I know the other things are good.
First of all, let me just pause there and say, you just glossed over 120 pounds like that's something everyone does. That's just a freaking miracle. And Terry, I don't know if you're unmuted, but, wow.
Man,
good job.
I'm going to tell you right now, that was a pretty crushing and hey, where we are moment in life on Christmas Eve when Gerald called me up and says, I'm going to the hospital to die. And I was like, well thanks for the party, pal. And I mean, it was like 10 minutes of Christmas Eve, and I was in McKinney with some friends. I literally stopped what I was doing and drove to Waco, and I was like, I was so scared. I couldn't even call and check because I didn't make it home until about 2:30 because I had to drive slow because we had been partying a little bit and I didn't want to talk to none of them fools. But it was a pretty awakening experience because it was a snapback to reality. And I just know that everybody's here, but by the grace, it's a miracle that you wake up and to be able to get something that I knew would help he and I both, because I wasn't quite as bad as he was, but I wasn't real far behind him. I think he had one foot in the grave and I had one on the edge. But I think we've both had a real good time with this, and it's just a positive experience, and I welcome everybody to jump in with both feet because it's a lot of fun, and just the amount of energy is just incredible.
I'm glad they both chose the little box.
There you go. There you go. It's
able to get up and move myself. Actively move myself to exercise. And mind you, that first year I was on two torn Achilles tendons and still working out and still walking. My workout is essential casual walk. So there, the consequent weight loss comes from moving yourself, but to be able to recover with the other products that are in Fuel, the stride is essential. People all the time are complaining, I can't do this and I can't do that because I don't feel good and I hurt all the time. It's right there in that Fuel Pack that everybody should be taking on the planet. And that's been my mission, is to share that story to change others' lives. It's simply because, you often wonder why they call it limitless. Well, you're going to live your life limitless at any age. Think about that. You find me running around riverbanks, fishing, hunting, moving. I'm a very outdoorsy person. The depression's lifted because I can live. I played golf for the first time on my own ball this Saturday, and I was just 6 over par. Now, that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. I was a scratch player back in the day, but I haven't played because I just, when you get to be 420 pounds, it's a little bit difficult to play effectively. And here I am out there playing and talking to you guys. I did double bogey that hole, by the way, when I was on the call. So that was y'all's fault. So it should have been about 4 over par, but there you go.
Gerald, the question that I think, and when I watched Norman Dignard talk about that, and I think about this with you or anybody who's had a great weight loss story, what a testimonial advantage it is. I mean, I know you don't look at it like that because you're just glad to be here. You're glad to be living life, and you understand what the products have done from that standpoint. But when you come in contact with people, that seems like that would be an incredibly powerful story and motivation to be able to help others do what you've done.
Absolutely. And that's been the grounding for that. Certainly, what they see, life-changing opportunities for people that are heading down that road, you know, and it's that's where everybody is, and we have that product. That's what's so awesome.
Well, thank goodness Liz talked to Bobby Baker, and Bobby Baker, you know, talked to Terry, and Terry talked to you, and you talked to, you know, Sarah, and Sarah talked to, I mean, you know, when you look at the chain reaction that happens from people just taking a moment out of their day, it changes people's lives. And that is what Cindy's talking about all the time when she's talking about the two boxes. You know, when you think about it, you know, while this is a great business experience and while you can build a tremendous business as a, you know, what you're trying to do out there, whether it's full-time or part-time, that's exciting. But more importantly, when you can save somebody's life, which I really believe that Terry did by helping introduce these products to you, as you've told me many, many times, that's a good example of storytelling and sharing that story with other people. Well, any last thoughts that you have, Gerald?
Well, to have Liz is my head coach and to help me through, you know, talking about earlier about the coaching thing, it's been very helpful. You know, that's still a work in progress, but she's awesome and has helped a ton. And I'm very thankful to have gotten to know her and understand the dynamics of how powerful she is. It's blessed me not only in my limitless world, but in my other job too. So,
it's blessed me too, Gerald.
Yeah.
It's blessed all of us, really. And,
well,
it's
going to continue. Now, we were talking earlier, I'm going to leave it with this. We were talking about how to come back, you know, from the disappointment of that three-way call. And I listened to our Baylor guard, who was interviewed by ESPN, about the foul that knocked them out.
In the women's game.
She said, that's the way it goes. Turn the page.
Wow. That's a good way to do it. Well, I just want you to know, Gerald, you're a great example, and we're thrilled you're part of the Limitless family. And, you know, guys, think about this. I actually have before and afters of Gerald, and if you don't, you should get them to be able to tell, you know, because I can't tell Gerald's story like Gerald, but I can show people his before and afters, and we have lots of befores and afters of people that, you know, it's changed their life. I think of Diane Darrington, you know, who is, you know, the mother of my son-in-law, and she lost, like you, Gerald, all this weight. And has a great testimonial, but, you know, building the business for some people is just not something that people do every day. Even though she has this life-changing story and she has these life-changing products and she's on auto ship and uses her products and everything, you know, I love the fact that it changed her life forever and she'll never get off her products. But, guys.
Amen to that. And I'm
yes, sir.
One of distributors anytime. My phone number's available. You can get it if you don't have it. I'll talk to any of your people. Cindy knows I've helped that group to tell this story. I'm always available as long as we're going to change lives, and that's my mission.
Well, that is awesome. So, guys, there's no assignment really, because it's a Storytelling Wednesday and sharing the history and finding out a little bit about our distributors out there helps us when we're out there telling a story. Malin, it's the last day of the month. Any last thoughts there?
No, I just say go big or go home, and if you get on our product, you'll go small and go home. So there you go.
Come on.
Amen.
All right, guys, have a good last day of the month, and we'll
Thank
see you again
good
tomorrow
job.
Morning. Thanks, Gerald. You're awesome.
Thank